You're listening to All Things Considered on IPR News Radio. Good evening. I'm Peter Payette, sitting in for Aaron Selbig tonight. A group trying to save the elementary school on Old Mission Peninsula is ready to present their proposal. Tonight, school board members in Traverse City decide if they're ready to hear it. TCAPS was considering closing the school when an anonymous donor came forward with an offer of $800,000 to keep it open. Morgan Springer has been covering this story and is here to talk about it. Hello, Morgan.
Hey, Peter.
So remind us of the problem that has led to this conversation.
The problem is really district-wide. There are fewer school-age students in TCAPS than there used to be. And of course, schools are funded by how many students they have. TCAPS says or has said that Old Mission Peninsula School had fewer students than would fund the operational costs of the school. So they said they wanted to close that school along with two other elementary schools.
And then this anonymous donor comes forward with an offer of $800,000 to look at an alternative. So now we are going to soon see an alternative plan. What do we know about the plan at this point?
Most of our information is coming from Allison O'Keefe, who is the representative of the donor. She's also the head of the parent-teacher organization at Old Mission and has been in public education herself for years. And she says that the $800,000 is being used or will be used, if this plan is approved, as seed money for a foundation, which they would call the Old Mission Peninsula Education Foundation. And the foundation would do a couple of things. The first thing is they would help Peninsula Township buy the elementary school from TCAPS. And the second thing it would do is they would pay for the operational costs of running the school each year, which was estimated at about $400,000 a year by TCAPS. And TCAPS would continue to run the school as usual.
And how much would the school cost?
TCAPS has done an assessment of the building and the property. And the assessment says that it would cost between around $500,000 and $1.5 million.
Okay, so they have $800,000 they're working with, but that is just enough to really maybe just to buy the school.
Yeah, or enough to cover the operational costs for 2 years. So they need to get out there and recruit more people or encourage more people to join the foundation monetarily and support public education in Old Mission Peninsula. So they have a lot of work to do as far as fundraising goes for this to be a viable plan.
So what would this mean for the rest of the TCAPS district, if anything?
It doesn't mean that much for the rest of the district. The foundation is geared toward saving Old Mission Peninsula School and making it viable financially into the future. You know, you could look at it as if Peninsula Township does buy the land from TCAPS, TCAPS will have between half and $1.5 million back in their budget that they could put towards curriculum or whatever they choose, and that could benefit the whole district. Then there's, of course, the issue of state funding, and state funding for public education has been going down, and it's especially low in certain districts in the state of Michigan, and TCAPS is one of them. So Superintendent Paul Soma and the TCAPS board and also Allison O'Keefe have talked about how can we find ways to offset that decrease in state funding and have more revenue for public education. And if this foundation model, if this model of a township purchasing a public school works, then this could be something that other schools in the district and other schools outside the district could adopt in order to address the fact that there's less state funding for public schools.
And what if this foundation on Old Mission Peninsula is really good at raising money and they raise more than it costs to just operate the building, and the foundation wants to get involved in enhancing education and enriching it just for that school? Is that something that's possible under this deal that's being discussed?
Right. And we've talked about that a lot. You know, is it fair for one community to come together and raise private money for public schools when other communities might not have the resources or the ability to raise that money and might close, like in the example of Interlaken Community School and Bertha Voss? I have posed this question to Paul Soma, Superintendent Soma, in the past, and he said, you know, there's no way that we would move forward with a plan that gave one school an educational advantage. So an educational advantage could be lowering the student-teacher ratio or coming up with specific programs that just benefit those students. He says we would absolutely not do that. But there's still a lot of negotiating to do on this entire proposal. So we'll just have to see how they negotiate it moving forward and how it ends up actually looking in the end.
And what happens next?
So tonight, TCAPS will likely decide if they're open, the TCAPS board will decide if they're open to having a joint meeting with Peninsula Township. And at that joint meeting, both boards would hear the entire proposal. They actually haven't heard this proposal yet, so they'd get to hear it for the first time together.
Thanks, Morgan.
Thanks so much for having me.
Morgan Springer is a reporter here at Interlochen Public Radio. You're listening to All Things Considered.